This week has been a busy one for the haters of the Jewish people. The International Criminal Court has filed an application for the arrest warrant of Israeli PM Netanyahu and the Defence Minister Yoav Gallant. On the same day, the ICC also issued a request for the warrant of Yahya Sinwar, the commander of Hamas in Gaza. This carefully choreographed moment ensures that the world can see the moral equivalence that the ICC is placing between a genocidal terrorist group and the state of Israel. Creating this illusion of moral equivalence is reprehensible, and while the US and Israel are not part of the ICC, this has significant implications for Israel's government. If the arrest warrant was formally issued, then Netanyahu, in theory, would have to be arrested should he visit the UK, for example. The ICC's goal in propagating this slander against the Jewish state is to criminalize the state of Israel, and also denies Israel the right to self-defense. Bizarrely, the request for the warrant of Netanyahu was made public within a few days of the UN holding a moment's silence for President Raisi, the butcher of Tehran, who was killed in a helicopter attack. It seems like the world have got their enemies the wrong way round, and it highlights the anti-Semitic double standard of the nations. Similarly, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, has ordered Israel to halt military operations in Rafah, with various nations making the outlandish claim that an operation in Rafah to kill terrorists would be, quote, genocidal. This is one more sign of Israel's growing international isolation, and it allows for Hamas to continue to be rewarded for breaking the Geneva Conventions in hiding among a civilian population. If all of this wasn't enough, Ireland, Norway and Spain have announced that they will formally recognise a Palestinian state from the 28th of May next week. The only substantive change in the situation in Gaza from a year ago has come from the murderous killing and raping of civilians by Hamas terrorists. What kind of standard of morality says that murdering Jewish families should be rewarded with a state? It's no surprise that this murderous foreign policy is coming from the nations of Europe, perhaps one of the most anti-Semitic places on earth. Was the murder of Jews in the Spanish Inquisition not enough for Spain? Apparently not. This week, the pier built by the Americans in Gaza is finally becoming operational. This pier represents the grandstanding done by the Biden administration. Recent studies have shown that Israel had provided more than enough calories of aid for the whole population of Gaza. The Biden administration will be fully aware of this, but building the pier is a way of virtue signaling to the world that Israel is not providing enough aid, blatantly obscuring the facts on the ground. The purpose of this Bible in the News is to compare the outrageous statements and accusations that have been made against Israel in the last few weeks with the reality of Israel's war on the ground. However, there are a few caveats that are important to remember when discussing this subject. Number one, the purpose of this discussion is not to politically stand with Israel or the IDF, but rather to observe the anti-Semitism and demonization of the Jewish people that is overtly clear to see. This article is not intended to be a political defense of the IDF. Secondly, a consideration of Israel's war in Gaza inevitably means taking a look at the death toll of both civilians and soldiers alike. However, this does not mean that we should be cold or dispassionate towards any suffering, whether that be Gazan children due to the repressive Hamas regime, or Israeli soldiers who have been forced to fight in extremely hazardous circumstances in order to save Palestinian lives. And the same goes for the hostages still held in Gaza and the bereaved families from the October 7th pogrom. Are Israel committing genocide? At the start of May, a major shift was made in the death toll numbers in Gaza. Between May the 6th and May the 8th, the OCHA reports decreased the total number of women and children killed during the war by almost 47%. The organisation also indicated that men aged 19 to 59 made up 40% of the dead, contradicting previous claims that 70% were women and children. The UN spokesperson presented this change quietly as routine revisions due to, quote, the fog of war. However, it still remains that around 35,000 deaths have been reported in Gaza since Israel declared war last year. Elon Levy, the former Israeli government spokesperson, has a podcast called The State of the Nation. On the 9th of May, he interviewed Yaakov Katz about the IDF's urban warfare achievements in the past months. Yaakov Katz is a former military correspondent and defense analyst for the Jerusalem Post. And he writes about Israel's military achievements. And he has this to say: while media narratives focus on destruction and accuse Israel of all sorts of atrocities, those who understand military tactics recognize the significance of what the IDF is managing to achieve in a dense urban environment. Yaakov Katz makes the case that Western militaries are sending ambassadors to southern Gaza to learn about the way that Israel is fighting this urban warfare. While politicians around the world criticize Israel, many of their militaries are taking learnings from Israel's urban warfare expertise. The link to this interview can be found at the bottom of the article. Only a small amount of digging demonstrates the untruthfulness of the narrative that is being peddled by the media. This narrative is founded in the anti-Semitism of the world at large. One of the key reasons given by the ICC, the International Criminal Court, for wanting to issue an arrest warrant for Netanyahu is because they are accusing Israel of using mass starvation as a method of collective punishment. However, the Times of Israel put out a new study in the last couple of days that demonstrates that the food delivered through the border crossings provided a mean of 3,163 calories per person per day for Gazans, 40% higher than the accepted humanitarian standard for daily calorie intake. This was specifically for the time period from January to April this year. To quote the conclusion of the study, quote, "This in-depth analysis highlights the fact that the amount of food delivered per capita should be sufficient for the entire Gazan population and meets the humanitarian recommendations for food aid delivery to conflict-affected populations during the period examined," end quote. There have been photos in the last few months of so much aid being delivered by the IDF that there has not been enough UN operatives to deliver it to civilians in Gaza. The wildly inaccurate accusations of the ICC come from a place of Jew hatred rather than being a reflection of facts on the ground. At the end of April, The Telegraph ran an article entitled, quote, "The Israel Defense Forces are the most moral soldiers in the world," end quote. It went on to say that not only do Israel's enemies know this, they also trade in this and take advantage of it. Despite the accusations and best efforts of the media to muddy the waters, this still seems to be the case. There is a disconnect between the reality of Israel's war on the ground and the outrageous claims that have been made against Israel by many international bodies and well-known politicians. Scripture describes the old hatred of anti-Semitism and how it will rise in the latter days to gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. The humanistic international bodies of the world that have gathered the nations together are demonstrating a deep anti-Semitism that can only be explained by a hatred that has been ingrained into the nations of the earth for millennia. One day, those same nations will grab hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew and go with him, for all the world will know that there is a God in Israel. The future armies of Israel in the Kingdom Age are described for us in the prophets. After the return of Christ, warlike metaphors are used in the prophets to describe the role that the Jewish people will play in the Kingdom Age. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, describes the governors of Judah as an hearth of fire among the wood that would burn up the nations who have come against Jerusalem to stubble. Jeremiah 51 verse 20 calls Israel a battle axe and the weapon that God will use for the destruction of Babylon the Great. Malachi 4 verse 3 describes God's people as treading down and trampling the wicked. And finally, Revelation 19 verse 11 outlines the natural Jews as the white horse which will be used to make war against the nations. We pray for the day when Israel will be brought into the new covenant and will be divinely strengthened by God to bring judgments on the nations. This has been Daniel Blackburn joining you for this week's edition of Bible in the News.